brave souls. Welcome to Trauma is Expensive with your host, Micah Bravery. Here, we don't just talk about trauma. We count the cost and we make the change. With every episode, we dive deep into the heart of trauma, its implications, and the resilient transformations it can ignite. Through conversations, insights, real stories, and unflinching honesty, this podcast is here to empower every survivor to turn their pain into progress. So let's take a journey together as we understand, confront, and finally heal. Welcome to www.traumaisexpensive.com, your platform for change. Now, let's get started.
What is up, guys? Welcome to Trauma is Expensive. I am your boy, Micah. And guess what? I'm not at home eating fruit roll-ups in my bed. I am in the studio with producer Crystal.
Hello.
So we were having a conversation. So if you guys watch or listen to These Fucking Feelings, no, because you heard this episode first. So forget that. But you should still go watch These Fucking Feelings. But if you go on my TikTok or something, you'll see how I talk about it. So this weekend, I was out of state. And usually when I go out of state, it's kind of when I pamper myself just because it's so much cheaper. Mm-hmm. Like, so specifically right now, we're talking about a mani-pedi, right? So I got a mani-pedi. And the mani-pedi together at the top of the line one, like the spa pedicure and the spa manicure where they like do the paraffin wax and the 30-minute massage and all that shit, B is cheaper than the cheapest pedicure manicure you can get here. So for like the basic pedicure manicure here, you can get the spa shit where I was for like dumb cheap, right? So you know, I was in Kentucky and all them places. It was just cheap. We're just gonna say it's cheap. So I go in there and like they're trying to show me the menu and I'm bougie and shit. Like, give me the expensive one. Like, I don't even need to look. Whatever the expensive one, I'll take it. You know? And so not only did I do it, like everybody I was with do it because it was just, this place was cheap. So anyway, I got my pedicure and I painted my ring finger green. And it really was an impulse thing. The girl kept asking me, "You don't want no color? You don't want no color?" And I was like, that was what she was asking me. And I was like, nah, I just want clear, right? Crystal trying to edit me. Girl, you know we authentic. So I was like, nah, I just want clear because I get clear gel. Because I like it, no other reason. But I'm saying clear gel versus regular clear polish because I fuck that clear polish shit up.
I know.
I don't know what I'd be doing. Like that should be off right. I could leave the place and they all fall off instantly. So I get gel clear. But this time she kept bothering me about the color. And so she kind of like peer pressured me until I'm like, fine, I'll take a color, but on one finger. So then she's like, well, what color you want? So, you know, my first reaction was red. I want red. But I was like, I don't know. Maybe red is too old. Or like my second time doing this. Cause I did it yellow one time.
Yeah, I remember.
But it fell off the next day. So then I was like, oh, that shit just won't meant to be. So anyway. So I ended up getting green. Moral story, I got green. And like a bright green. I wanted a dark green. It ended up being bright. It was like Aurora.
I think it's more of like.
But the name of it was green Aurora.
Okay.
Green Aurora, something else. But it was like green Aurora. I remember that. My niece's name is Aurora. They call her Rah Rah because Aurora is just hard to say. So, right? For me, anyway, look, when you're dyslexic. So, yesterday I go to Dollar Tree. I don't know why I'm trying to be fast with this. So, like, Crystal decided, like, hey, let's record in the middle of about to get ready to record another episode. And I'm like, you never know when this person gonna hop on. So, yesterday I went to the Dollar Tree to get my mom some Laffy Taffys, right? Mm-hmm. So, she's a diabetic, but she's been having some issue with low blood sugar. And Laffy Taffy will shoot that shit back up. So we keep them around the house. Laffy Taffy, I guess, keep doing what you're doing.
And it's not good.
Right. And then it's the banana ones. So, you know, the Dollar Tree sells. I'm not promoting Dollar Tree, but especially when I saw something in the Dollar Tree for $6. You want to talk about some trauma?
Yeah.
Right. They not what? The Dollar Tree no more. Like, I'm going to need y'all to say Dollar Tree and more or some shit. Because
I literally went to the dollar store and I seen stuff in there for like $5. I'm like, what is happening?
The world is changing, okay? The world is changing. So I run into like this pack of kids that are like laughing at me, right? Well, okay, I didn't know they were laughing at me. They were just laughing. And it was like mostly boys, and I'm gonna say maybe the age of like 13 to 16, whatever, kind of teenage, you know, adolescent.
Does that know better?
Right. Or should know better.
Right.
And if they don't, I mean, to each his own, it is what it is. But it was just a funny situation. So they're laughing. So, like, I'm going around the store, probably buying every kind of candy that I could get, right? Because I'm like, oh, shit, Charleston Chews. Oh, shit. Like, this shit, Junior Mint Caramel. Like, I didn't even know they had this, right? So, I'm in my own world, but I could still hear them laughing.
Right.
And they were with a woman who could have been their mom. I don't know if all those kids were her. Because it was, like, a good bundle, like, 6 or 7 kids, right? So, I'm like, maybe she just brought everybody kids to the Dollar Tree. I don't know. Or they could have been her all kids. I'm not judging. Whatever. So she's just like, what are y'all laughing at? Like, behave yourselves. Yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, okay. So I wasn't the only one noticed laughing. This is bothering the mom. So anyway, we got to the register and they're checking out ahead of me. And I finally like realized they're laughing at me because one of the little boys was like, yo, come here. Quick. So I realized what they were laughing at was my nail. Right. And I was like, okay. So I asked them. I was like, yo, y'all laughing at my nail? And, you know, one of them just all proud and shit. He was like, yeah, because that's gay. And I was like, well, honestly, my sister just recently died and this was her favorite color and we buried her on Saturday. So this was just my way of honoring her. Something to that effect. I don't know exactly how I said it, but I said something to that effect. That's what it meant. And the guy was like, oh, man, that's fucked up. I'm sorry. He didn't curse. He actually didn't curse, but in my language. But he was like, oh, well, that makes sense why you don't have all your nails painted. So now he's excusing what they were laughing at, right? All of them were not green. So that makes sense that it's just on one hand and sorry for your loss, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, nah, it's cool. You know, like you said, it's gay. And I like left. Now the story was made up. My sister did not die. We didn't bury nobody. I don't even have a sister. So I wasn't jinxing nobody. Okay. Luckily we're all boys, except for me, but that's another story. But you know, it just tripped me out because I'm like, why? Because of the story I gave them, did it make it okay? Why couldn't it have just been okay? Because it's my choice, what I do with my body, and I have it done anyway.
Right.
But it's funny because it's like the same reaction I got from my mom. When my mom saw it, she was like, oh. And I'm like, ooh, who you rolling your eyes at, mama? So I was trying to explain to Crystal, which is probably, she was like, oh, let's record, was that like my mom is okay with me being gay as long as my gayness is at an acceptable level, you know? And it's not that she doesn't accept me. Is she so scared of the rest of this world?
Right.
You know, I'm real comfortable in my skin, you know? And that's why, like, the situation really didn't bother me. I thought I put this on Do Not Disturb. I'm sorry. But, like, the situation, it bothered me enough to the point that I'm like, we just need to teach our kids to mind their business. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people go back to people in this world just mind their business, right. We'll be in a great place, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you're minding somebody's business, do it with the intention of helping.
Right.
You know, like, do it. But there's, like, the laughing, picking shit, it didn't bother me because it was me, but it bothered me because of their way of thinking, you know, that they thought it was funny. And it makes me, like I said, it makes me think of my mom. My mom's reason is it's intentional. It's good. Right. You know, she's scared that somebody's going to kill me for being gay. But we see it happen all the time.
Right.
You know, and then like when I decided that this is the version of myself that I'm telling people, like, I'm gay. Here I am. I think it's the first thing I put on my resume. Gay Micah Bravery. You know, it's like I shouted from the rooftop. It's like it's the one thing in my life I'm not ashamed of.
Right.
You know, I respect myself. I respect others. I honor who I am. Mm-hmm. And gay or non-gayness doesn't change that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but my mom, you know, it was like she always used to have these talks with me and like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you being gay, but don't start wearing dresses. Like, she used to say things or like, that's when it's a problem. Like, let me know if you ever put on a dress, it's going to be a problem.
I think it's more of her fear for you.
No, definitely. I know where it comes from.
Yeah.
I know where it comes from. And it sucks that we like have to live in a world where we got to talk about black rights, where we got to talk about trans rights, where we have to talk about gay rights. You know, it's like everything is right.
You know? It is crazy.
You know, and it's like, if it's not hurting you or harming you, just mind your business. Like, greatest lesson, minding other people's business will cause trauma and allow you to experience cost that you wouldn't have if you just mind your fucking business, bro. No, seriously. It's like every time I think about, you know, every person that has ever got mad at somebody else, most of the time, it's for a reason that shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I think that that's what it is they're mad at the fact as... I have no clue what I was going to say. Like, they're mad at the fact that it's about them or it's not, you know, about them. Not about them. So right. Then they get mad like, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing that because...
Well, you know, blah, a lot blah. Of things is suppression too. Number one, I feel like hate, people say hate can't be taught, but it can.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And there are generations of hate that have been passed down. Right. But then also, there's this fear of proudly being who you are.
Right.
Because we're scared of judgment.
Yes.
So now so many people are angry because they're living these fake lives. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not being who they are.
Right.
So now they get angry with people for doing it. You know?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like that amount of rage, the amount of rage I need to have to kill somebody. Have I ever had that rage before? I don't know. I have had rage where like I wanted to chop somebody in their throat. But, you know,
I have that probably once every single day.
Yeah, she was like, I felt that way.
I answered that.
She was like, I felt that way this morning. But, you know, I don't know. It's like, have I ever got mad to the point that I think I would kill somebody? I don't know. But if I wanted to hurt somebody, that's bad enough. You know right. what I'm saying? And I legit be like, oh, I just want to break their nose. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only reason I don't do it is because it'll probably be like a really gay punch. And I don't have no upper body strength. And then I'm going to get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I didn't do it. But and I'm serious and not serious at the same time. But it's like, you know, it's like it's crazy that, I don't know, just mind your business. You know, it's like what I do doesn't affect you. Unless it affects you.
Well, it's not even that. Like, you're a grown man.
Right.
So, by them saying that, if they're doing that to you, that means they're doing it to other people.
Right.
And other people that aren't as strong as you are or not a lot of bother. If right. they're doing it to a kid in their class, they don't know what is happening to the kid other,
right,
you know,
right,
than right. seeing them. That can actually cause so much trauma. And you know what, person.
Though? I commend every person that is out there living their truth, whether right. you are 2 or 82. If you are out there living and walking in your truth, and the thing about truth is it's individual. Trust, it's okay for you. My truth is different from Crystal's truth. You know, she got 22 kids. I don't got none. They both true.
You know, you'll learn.
But no, I'm just joking. I always say that she only has 4 kids, 2 grandbabies, and a partridge and a pear tree. Right? But I don't know. It's just like,
stop judging people and worry about who you are.
Right.
And
it's like when you start like focusing on yourself. You know, I kind of, it's funny. I was telling, like, we were telling the guy yesterday that I think I'm starting to realize that I'm selfish. And so it was like 3 podcasts ago, right? It's already there. Like, damn, I may be a little selfish. Like, I don't know what the guy said, but it made me realize, like, oh, shit. I might be a little selfish. And I'm sorry, it might not have been a guy. It might have been a woman. I'm like, damn, how many interviews we did this week? But were they all men this week? What? They were all men.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so it was a guy. Okay, it was a guy. So a guy taught me that I might be a little selfish. And to know me, Crystal, am I selfish?
I don't think you are.
Right. So most people would say that.
Further.
Right. Because I give so freely. I give so freely.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it was like, you know, I always talk about how I'm being single or how I'm single and, you know, I'll meet nobody and those kind of things. But it's like, bitch, how am I going to meet somebody from the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That's a whole nother can of worms. It's like, number one is funny because I think I'm a gay man that gay men don't like.
Really? You are just so lovable that I can't even picture somebody meeting you.
Oh my God, gay people do not like me. Like every single relationship I've been in with a guy, the whole 542, it really was like 2. But
I was like, damn.
I was trying to find the one. I was trying to find the one, you know, and you can't find the one unless you go through the many. So right. Hello. they call it a hole for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let shit grow out of it. Like, come on now. Shit. You gotta put, right, you gotta pack it, you gotta pack the hole with dirt, and then flowers grow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right? Yep. It's like, so sometimes you gotta have that shit. You gotta go through that shit. Don't judge me.
No judge.
No, I know you wait. I was speaking to the world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got me beat by two. Yeah, right, so that's right.
But to me, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm like, no. You know, it's cool to experience life. And it, shit, sometimes I wish I could be promiscuous. Because I'm like, maybe I always sit here and like be like, oh, I don't have no boyfriend. Or, you know, I'm single. And I'm going to point out really quickly, just because I say that doesn't mean I don't know the person I'm in love with. Okay. So it's complicated, right. Like the rest of me. I had the hell out my weenus. That's why I get God is like, get it on. But
the point of the story is.
Right. The moral of the story is mind your damn business.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, it's like I understand. It's like, you understand why some people are the way they are. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just feel like we just need to teach people more compassion. Or I don't know. Or just like,
stop judging people just by the way they look.
Because it's like, you don't have to like it. You don't really even got to think about it. Like, you don't even got to participate.
What does your nail got to do with them?
Right.
You know, you got a man.
I always laugh because it's like, I am a gay man and I don't have no gay friends. Right. Well, no male gay friends. Right. I promise you, I don't. People are like, oh, he got some. No, I don't. All my friends are straight. I want some gay friends. It'll be dope to have some gay friends. Right. But it's not because I don't want them. You know what I'm saying? But it proves that you don't got to be around them because I don't have no gay friends. You know what I'm saying?
I think it takes a person with the same energy as you to get along with you. Well, and that's
what, as I learned yesterday, don't nobody got that either. So I'm gonna stop inviting guests onto the podcast who keep talking about me, all right? So we over here supposed to be recording an episode. She's not waiting, is she?
You can just end it.
Well, guys, we'll come back and finish this later. To be continued.
Bye.
We're back, guys. So we took a little break because we thought we had an interview to record. And we did, but we got stood up. But that's cool. We hope you're doing well. Mind your business. More of the story.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. It's just like there's so many lessons in it. It's like, you know, teaching children about compassion. I don't have no kids. I don't know how hard it is to teach kids anything, you know.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, it's like, but to teach your kids compassion, you know, it's like if people raise their kids differently. Real fact, Maddie wouldn't have got bullied the way she did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I don't, I feel like in some situations, it's not the parents' fault, but then in situations, it is. Because as, you know, my sister, she's a single mom, and she has 4 boys, and I don't want to say that 3 are amazing and 1 is a badass, but that's exactly how it is.
Right.
And I think she did right by him. I think somewhere along the line of, you know, him growing up, something had happened and he acts out.
We say that, give an excuse to your sister who's a single mother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it can be shown, you know, I'm pretty sure, and I hate to say pretty sure, but I'm a person that was raised by both parents. I have a whole lot of trauma. You know what I'm saying? But I also know that there are things that my parents did that messed me up.
Right.
Right. And as a sensitive kid, it hit me harder. You know, it's like my brothers saw the same thing, but they didn't understand it the way I understood it. You know? You know, we always talk about one big thing is like my mom sacrificing.
Right.
You know, I wish I never saw my mom sacrifice the way she did because it led me to believe I had to grow up and sacrifice. Right. And I've been sacrificing my whole life, you know, but 2024 is my change. That's my year. No. So the answer is no. Don't even ask. But but I have. I've been sacrificing for everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I do for everybody before I do for myself. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I was saying earlier about we were talking to a guy a few days ago and he made me think I was selfish.
Right.
And in my situation or in your situation, it can even be like it's OK to be selfish sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I spent all my life giving shit away. But that was a lesson taught by my mom. But I look at my mom now and it's like I see the hurt and pain that she goes through. And I see the hurt and pain that she goes through because she's been there for so many people and nobody's there for her.
You know? I think that that's, you know, you know, give so much to people and the people that when you need them aren't there, it teaches you something. Yeah. And, you know, even Maddie, you know, she has Maddie and the other kid, Carissa and them, you know, with their dad not being in their life, Maddie takes it different than the other
right,
two.
Right. So, and I guess that, you know, that's kind of like the moral of my story, except I had to go the long way about it. But it's just, you know, I always want to give content behind it. You know, right. It's like my brothers would never look at my mom as she taught them how to sacrifice. All they saw was a strong woman who did what she had to do to raise kids. Now, my mom...
And that's how I would have seen her.
Right. But also, my mom and father kind of both raised us together. But my father was... I'm never going to speak ill of him because he was a good guy, but he didn't always make the right choices. And he did a lot of things. So my mom had to be strong.
Right.
And one thing she did was, it was pretty crazy because once again, it goes back into like how people used to think compared to how we think now. My mom still with my father. And so my younger brother was 18.
Okay.
Because she wanted us to grow up with both parents.
Right.
But she spent so much time unhappy. Mm-hmm. And we still found this out. It goes back to my Santa Claus theory.
Right.
Like, you sit here and let me believe in Santa Claus only to tell me he's fake. Like, that shit is traumatizing, you know?
Yeah.
Because you put so much emphasis on Santa Claus and how Santa Claus brings presents. And, you know, he knows if you're not, you're nice. And then you find out that all that shit is some bullshit. That's traumatizing. So my point is like, yes, we have to have compassion for your sister mm-hmm. who is a single parent.
Right.
Because it's hard raising kids, whether you have 18 parents or just one. It's probably hard raising kids, but worse on people who have less support. But we can't say that that doesn't affect the child who isn't doing well in some kind of way.
Right. That's what I was
getting at. She was like, if you would have let me,
the other three. Like, so I don't believe that, my sister did anything wrong
right.
on raising him because she did the best.
Right.
But there was something, the dad being absent or, you know, there was something that caused him.
No. But see, I want you to understand that it could have been something your sister did.
I cut off.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like we can't eliminate things because right. we don't know.
Right.
It's nothing she did intentionally.
Right.
But we also know that if you leave a baby in a dirty diaper too long, he's traumatized. He could be right. traumatized forever. He could have OCD and those kind of things. And you're talking about when you were in diapers, hopefully you weren't older than like 2 years. So. Right. That's some shit to impact the rest of your life. You remember being in a dirty diaper too long and that causes some kind of OCDs. Real fact. Looked it up. You know? So it's like, and once again, I'm not talking ill of your sister, those kind of things. It's just, you know, we as a society say things and we're so finite about it. Like, this is how it is. You know, she's a single mother. Nobody's there for her. She got 4 kids. She did what she had to do. She didn't do nothing wrong. But yeah, that could be true.
I'm sort of making like as... She didn't teach them to be disrespectful.
No. What you're saying is true. It's true.
Not as, like...
No. She didn't raise them to do anything negative.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. What you're saying is true.
Like, not three of them wouldn't have made fun of your nail, but...
One of them would have. Right. But that it still doesn't mean that there wasn't something she did that caused him to be that way.
Yeah.
It could be because she had to do everything herself because she worked too much that she wasn't there for him when he needed her the most.
Right.
So now that caused some kind of trauma. You know, it's like, it's never to point guilt at a person. Right. We're not trying to make your sister guilty.
Right.
At all. She did the very best that she can. Nobody that makes her a good human. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly.
She's a good person. But we still can't miss the fact that his trauma, if he has trauma, could have been caused by her.
Right.
In some kind of way.
Maybe he's just a...
Or he could just be a fucked up kid. Whatever. He could have been born with the 666 in the back of his head. But it's like, you know, it's like we don't have to limit it.
Right.
We just hope that he finds out what it is.
Yeah.
And heals from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because it could be anything. You know, it's like one thing we want to teach up here is the truth. So if your parents are causing you some issues, I say talk to your parents. You know what I'm saying? I talked to my mom the other morning for the first time, and it hurt her so bad for me to hear, you know. Number one, I came out with it wrong, right? I was real harsh. I was like, well, that's what you did. That messed up my whole life. And I didn't mean to be that harsh about it, but it was like in the conversation we were talking about, I was very passionate. So I was in a passionate tone and it came out with passion. But if you could have saw my mom's face and how much it hurt her to hear me say that.
Yeah.
Right. But she was open to the conversation.
Right.
You know, she still jokes about it. She still knows it hurt her. But it's like what I'm saying is not necessarily a bad thing.
It's not. To hurt you is
right,
to,
but it's not necessarily a bad thing either. Like, yeah, I wish you would have chased your dreams, and you know who else wishes that? You. And yeah. And it's not wrong with you admitting that. It's nothing wrong with you saying, "I wish I would have done it differently."
But you know? We had somebody on not that long ago, and they had said, "I don't know who it was, but I think it was the guy yesterday." But he had said, "When you become a parent, you lose your happiness, but you gain."
Like fulfillment.
Fulfillment.
Like you talk about. Right. Yeah, it was yesterday. But to me, I don't know. Even that, I feel like just because you have kids don't mean you shouldn't have been happy. Like,
right.
But one thing about him, though, is that he was very Christian. Mm-hmm. And Christians believe in sacrificing like Jesus did. You know, okay. Because in the Bible, I think it does tell man, and I'm paraphrasing y'all. I'm not speaking as no, I just read the Bible a couple times. You know what I'm saying? But I believe if it says that men should love their wives like Jesus, like God loved Jesus, or like Jesus loved the world, or something like that. Like it specifies that. I'm pretty sure of that. And then it says that women should obey their husbands.
Right.
It's crazy because it never said love, but that's a whole other conversation. Right. Never said that a woman should love her husband, but it said a guy should love his wife. You know, so, but to me, it's like what it's teaching, or what I got of it, is that a guy should sacrifice for his family. You know, or sacrifice for his wife, you know, but it has to be sacrificial the way that Jesus sacrificed, you know. But to me, this is where a lot of confusion come in. I don't know, we're getting completely off topic. It's like, if Jesus sacrificed, that means I shouldn't have to, because he sacrificed.
Sacrificed for you.
Right. You know, so it's like, that's where like, it's like, there's a lot of, anyway, that's a story for another day. So my thing is that, you know, he said that yesterday, but I felt like he was saying it sacrificing, felt, you know, doing it in a sacrificial kind of way, like he had to sacrifice happiness. So, but he's fulfilled because he's raising kids.
I feel like fulfillment,
you can have both.
Exactly,
right?
That brings happiness.
I got you, fulfillment. I got you. That's the word she was trying to say. But being fulfilled should make you happy, right? It should. Now, there's nothing wrong with his way of believing,
right?
Of course, because if he listens to this, so y'all listen to the podcast. We're giving you our opinions on things. You know what I'm saying? We're two people who are healing and searching, and these are conversations that we have.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because we want to grow as people. Right. So I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there. There's nothing wrong with his way of thinking. But to me, when he said that too, like, I wanted to say something, but I also want to allow him to have his moment.
Right.
Because I feel like he was given a lot of definites. You know, it was like, this is how it has to be. In order for this to happen, you have to get rid of this. In order for this, you have... And it was like, one thing I believe is no two methods work for the same people. That's why we have so many religions.
I thought you were going to mess that up.
And I fixed it. I came back. I'm good, bitch. I do this for a living. This is what I do. No, fuck you, Crystal.
Well, what I was trying to say, that, like, in the beginning before it got all to air, is that sometimes it's not the parents' fault as, like, it's hard raising a kid, right. And you can only do the best that you can do. Right. And I always tried to raise my kids as where they would never say, I want to be a better parent than my mom was.
Right.
Because, like, the thought of them want to be better than me, even though I want them to be better than me, like, I want to do my best.
You sound crazy. So you want your kids to say you're a good parent, but they need to be a better parent than you, even though they can't be a better parent than you because you was the best parent?
Right. I'm not saying I'm amazing. I am pretty amazing, but...
No.
You get the point.
My mom is the best mom in the world. Can't nobody tell me my mom is the greatest person ever.
Yeah.
However, there are things that my mom did that caused me trauma.
Right.
So it's like, it's like, that's what I do want you to understand. Like, we can't discount the fact that your nephew is going through things because of something that he got from your sister.
Right.
Was it intentional on your sister's part? No, we're not blaming your sister for nothing.
Right.
You know, but it's like, she doesn't have to be guilty in order for it to be real.
Right.
You know, so, Or he could just be a fucked up kid. But we don't know what it is. And we shouldn't discount anything. That's just kind of what I want to say. I'm not speaking ill of parents. I'm not a parent. I don't know how hard it is to be a parent.
Right.
But I was a child. So I know what it's like to be a child.
Right.
And I know it's what it's like to be a child that was raised by good parents.
Right.
Even my father and all the things that he did wrong that, of course, my mom kept for us, he was a good dad. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm traumatized from both asses.
But it just shows you that, you know, you can either go one way or another, as you can have the same amount of, same type. I don't want to say the same amount of trauma, the same type of trauma going through, like, sort of same thing, even though they all feel different. But some people learn and go the opposite from it. And then some people, right, you know, follow, you know, me and Carissa were talking about it yesterday about him. And like with the drugs and alcohol, he's seen that so much and he turned to it, even though he's seen how negative it was,
right,
towards everybody in the family.
But, you know, sometimes negative is appealing, especially when you're hurting.
Right.
You know, because people see negative things as an outlet for pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, I smoke weed to escape. I get high to escape.
Right.
You know, you're seeing it as an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
So now all the time are people seeing the drinking, drugging, sexing, watching sex, evidently.
They're making it as
cigarettes, like, fruit roll-ups.
Like a blockage.
Yeah. You know, to me, you know, it's kind of one thing like he was saying yesterday. It's just like a replacement. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so because I don't want to deal with this pain and because this thing makes me feel good now,
mm-hmm,
this is what I want. But then what happens? You build a tolerance.
Right.
So now one pill doesn't do it for you. So now you do one pill and one drink. But then, mm-hmm, you get used to that. So now it's two pills and a drink.
Right.
Or two drinks and a pill. Or three pills.
Right.
Or, you know, but it, whatever it is to accomplish the numb feeling that you're looking, mm-hmm, for.
Yes.
I've done it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you've done it in your life, mm-hmm, with something. You, right, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, but it took me 40 years, girl.
Mm-hmm.
It may take your nephew a lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All that you can really do as an aunt is to be there to support him. Mm-hmm. The same thing as mom, it's to be there to support him. And I know that it's probably so hurtful.
Yeah.
For her to sit there, have to go through it, for you to have to listen to it, and you know what your sister went through, and you know how hard she worked to be a good parent, and you, right, know all these things. And now look at all the trauma it's causing. You know, but, right, really it's like, we need to find a way to get him help.
Right.
You know, it's like, let's get the strength enough to get him help. The sad part is that we can say that and no one can want help but him.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, and that's what is actually happening.
Right. But it still goes down to, I have nothing against drinking, drugging, sexing, porning, whatever.
Right.
To me, it's only a concern when it's hurtful, mm-hmm, or somebody is not safe.
Right.
If somebody is being hurt and somebody is not safe, it's concern.
Mm-hmm.
If those things ain't happening, smoke, drink, fuck, do what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, but so, well, we're not against it. But when it gets to a point like that, it's like, it's a problem.
Right.
And it's the solution for a problem. And it's covering up a problem. So it's like, yeah, we need to find a way to get your nephew some help. But it's going to take your nephew one help.
Exactly. You know? Yep.
It's like, you know, I think of parents who spend so much money sending kids to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known people, and not known personally, but read stories or heard stories about, or, you know, I've been at conferences and people spoke about, you know, like, my parents spend $3 million on sending me to rehab, but it wasn't until I wanted to change that I got sober.
You have, you know, to want it yourself, and the only person you're fooling is yourself.
Right. And that's hard, though, for, he's 15?
He's 15.
It's hard for a 15-year-old to try to figure out what we figured out in our 40s.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, we can't expect that on him. So I know that you get disappointed in him, and I'm lecturing you a little bit, and I'm lecturing your sister. But let's try to have a little compassion for him.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what's eating him inside. There's a lot of things about his life you don't know.
Right.
You know? And
we may think we know it.
Right.
But
you don't, because, you know, I'm pretty sure there were times where he was left alone. Number one, he's just different from his other siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably times they left him alone. Your mom was at work, or she couldn't be, not your mom, his mom, your sister. But, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like, you never really know. You know, it's like my brother, my mom worked part of, So she didn't work for a long part of the life. So she worked, but she didn't work. It's hard to say. My mom was like the super of the building we lived in. Right. So that's how she worked. But because of the job she had, she was always able to be home.
Right.
So she cooked dinner every night. She did these things, yada, yada, yada. And then my father wanted to move. My mom wanted to move. We lived in New York City. And they felt like my older brother kind of started hanging out with gang members. So they started to think, like, if we stay here, he's going to be in the gang.
Right.
So... It's all your fault. So they moved us away from New York City, and I worked really hard to get back to New York City, but they moved us away from New York City, and it was like to have a better life and for all these kind of things. But now my mom had to work, you know? So her having to work and stuff affected my little brother more than affected me and my older brother.
Right. Because he was still smaller,
so he didn't get to have her around all the time.
Right.
Every time we came home from school, she was there. Got the snack, we took a shower, we did our homework, then we had dinner. That's how me and my brother grew up. Right. When it got to my little brother, because my mom had to work, he didn't get that. You know, he didn't get those aspects of life. And that shit affects him to this day. He still tells my mom, when you left me, and she's like, I didn't leave you, I had to work. But he's 38 years old.
I think that kids don't realize it until they grow up. And I mean, he's 38, but and he still
needs to grow up. That's all. It took me over 40 years.
That kids don't realize, you know, until they have to get a job and, you know, they have kids of their own, what parents actually go through or anybody goes through.
And even then, sometimes they don't realize because their lives are different. No. But you do have that moment that, and I think it comes in healing, honestly.
Right.
I think when you start healing, start to understand why people did the things they did. Mm-hmm. And yes, it affected you, but something's always going to affect you, you know?
Right. Yes.
And the biggest solution to any problem is like your reaction. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And really, that's what we need to think about. It's like we need to start making conscious decisions on how we react to things.
Yep.
You know, the intentions behind it. Because it's crazy. It's like... You know, every love story that you watch or all these sitcoms, it's like it's so many misunderstandings in love. And people go through so much trauma because of things they misunderstood in love.
Mm-hmm.
When if you just talked about it, it wouldn't have been that misunderstanding. And it took them forever to talk about it to find out that I really was talking to my boss. There was an emergency at work. So it wasn't that I didn't want to listen to you, but this took priority because this pays the bills.
Right.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You should have told me at that moment you hurt your feelings. But now we spent the last 6 months not talking to each other, not sleeping in the same bed. You have an attitude. I'm having an attitude. I don't even know why I got the attitude. You know what I'm saying? But really, that's how life happens.
Yeah.
Until you had that conversation.
Of what is bothering you. And that's what it is. Everybody holds it in.
Until it explodes.
And then it's huge.
Right.
When it's
such a small issue,
it's a small.
And now you're out here getting divorced because he was squeezing the toupee from the middle. Like, just tell his ass, bitch, squeeze that shit from the bottom up.
toothpaste.
Toothpaste. What you thought I said?
Toothpaste.
I might have. You know, I got a lisp, girl. I might have muffled my statement a little bit. But you know, I can't stand when I go to the bathroom and toothpaste just now. Once again, I've been a celibate for a really long time, so to me, it's like family that come over. Well, maybe I shouldn't make that so clear. It's not my family like, oh, you up there on his podcast? Talk about me. But, you know, my thing is like, but I tell them, like, really, I got rules. Some rules I got. Number one, don't squeeze toothpaste to the middle. Number two, don't sit your outside ass in my inside bed. So you can't sit down on my bed until you know how to shower and change your clothes. Okay.
I was trying to figure out how do you sit on your bed.
No, I said don't bring your outside ass on my inside bed.
I was thinking, how do I sit on the outside without
you know, okay, so maybe it's a funny statement, but my family knows what I mean. Right. It's something I hate. Like, do not get in my bed dirty.
I hate...
Like, when I got home, the immediate thing I do is take a shower.
Don't put your feet on the couch.
But my thing is like, okay, yeah, let's just tell people that.
Right.
Why do you allow people to do it?
And then get mad about it.
Then get mad about it. And now it comes out in the completely wrong situation where you put your motherfucking feet on my couch. And it's like, damn, we've been together for 17 years. You know,
explaining to Moo yesterday. It just brings up a different thing. So her and her boyfriend, they've been together for, I don't know, I think like 2 years now. And Moo is sort of kind of like me. She brings up the past. And so her and her boyfriend are arguing over a picture that was when they weren't even together. And Moo has the sweatshirt that the person in the picture had.
Well, I think I might be mad about it.
Well, it was his sweatshirt.
And the I don't know. Why you held on to the sweatshirt after you let that bitch wear it?
But I was like trying to explain to her, like, you know, don't look for something.
Right.
Because
you're going to find something.
You're going to find something that's going to, you know, you guys weren't together. Just let it go.
Right.
You know,
right.
But it just made me think of how you said, you know, talk about it. And then she would have realized, oh, okay. Right. That was like a while ago. So why am I mad about it?
Right. And you know what? She probably festered over that picture for like 4 days before
she talked to him about it. Understand. So
it's like when you could have just brung it up and he'd be like, oh, yeah, that was before you. Or, you know, something simple.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just anything in life. You know, if a person makes you feel uncomfortable, they should know at that moment that they make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I'm learning that.
No, really. No. Yeah, definitely. You know, me too. Like, I have a barber. His ass be mad aggressive. I go to him, he'd be like, just pushing my head from side to side. I've got people can't see what I'm doing.
I know.
Here.
I was wondering.
It's just audio. But he pushes my head around really quickly. But I had to let his ass know, like, he was a new barber. So at first it was like, okay, let it slide. And I did let it slide the first time. Mm-hmm. But I went through, I was uncomfortable. Then I was sick. Then I was nauseous, you know, because like it triggered a lot of things to me. Next time I went to his ass, he went, I said, hold up, bro. Number one, I'm going to need you to tell me what you're doing before you do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know he's looking at me like, bitch, you asking too much. You get the fuck up on my chair. But he was like, huh? And I was like, I had a lot of bad things happen to me in my life.
Right.
So I just need you to tell me what you're going to do before you do it.
Right.
And now he'd be like, all right, don't push your head to the left. Going to push it to the right. And now I want to take a step further. Like, why you just don't tell me where you need my head to go and let me get it there for you?
Right.
And he was like, I draw the line because you don't know where I'm going to need it. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
A compromise, right? He's telling me, but he's still going to do it. All right. And that's when he'd be like, I'm about to push your head to the left. Push your head to the right. And it was like, but honestly, now it got to the point, though, that he doesn't have to tell me because right. I'm comfortable, you know? So, yeah. Like, it's like, okay, I'm good now because I know his intention is not to hurt me.
Right.
But I had to be honest with him in order for it to get there.
Right.
Because what was about to happen is I'm about to be on my 18,437th barber.
That's a lot of barbers.
Right. And I'm running out of them.
You're running out of places. Right.
Run out of places.
I mean, now he has to go like five hours away to get his hair cut.
Girl, already. And the barber I'm talking about is like 2.5 hours away now. So trust, we could be through some drama with some barbers, right? But no, more of the story. We're going to end this up because, you know, trauma is expensive. It isn't supposed to be that long, right? Yeah. We're supposed to tell you quickly. But if we have not shown y'all how much trauma cost you in this conversation, you ain't listening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this conversation is a lot, you know, but if we didn't learn nothing else, it's like, let's stop putting limitations on other people's healing. Let's stop putting limitations on their problems. Stop putting limitations on ourselves.
Stop judging people.
Stop judging people. And if you can't do all that, then mind your business.
Exactly.
Not everything got something to do with you. It ain't about you, okay?
Yeah.
So, until next time, what? We about to be corny. We are going...
What?
I was trying to say our slogan. Chris over there looking at me like, I don't know where you're going with this, but if you need me...
if you need me, wink at me.
If you need me to jump in, say something. What do? We count the cost
to make the change.
Okay, bitch. Come on now. Fire! Until next week, guys, we love y'all. Thank you so much for all that you do. Just listen to us is enough. But thank you guys for wanting to change. Because if you made it this far, then your ass wants some change. Right? So until next time, until next week, I am Micah Bravery.
I am Crystal.
Right. You can find me at Micah Bravery and Producer Crystal at Producer Crystal, right?
Right.
So, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think it's fucking Feelings Producer Crystal. That's what I think it is.
Hold on. Are you talking about Instagram?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Instagram is just...
Producer Crystal?
I don't...
We gonna list it in the episode if you want to follow her. Follow her because she needs some followers. She got like 3.
I do. Like, come on, you guys. Don't you love me?
But she just joined Instagram as well. Anyway,
gonna let you guys. Feelings Crystal.
Okay, yeah. So it's fucking FUKKEN Feelings Crystal at fucking Feelings Crystal on Instagram. And what is your TikTok?
Damn, you're asking a lot.
Peace, love, and blessings.
Bye.
And that brings us to the end of yet another insightful episode of Trauma is Expensive. I'm signing off on behalf of your host, Micah Bravery, reminding all you brave souls to continue counting the cost and making the change. Don't forget to visit www.traumaisexpensive.com, a dynamic space for understanding, healing, and transformation, where we fuel the journey to turn pain into progress. Until we meet again, stay resilient, stay empowered, and remember the mantra, count the cost and make the change. Thank you for being part of the conversation. We bid you farewell until next time.